Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you at. It is Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of 657 AM. Gave you the sounds of the late Mandisa. You're an overcomer. We thank God for her ministry, and we will see her in the morning. She was found deceased in her home on Saturday the 18th. But yes, we thank God for she had touched our lives in such a beautiful, beautiful way. Let me greet Daniel Ashla Andrew as well. Good afternoon to you, my beautiful queen. May the Lord also bless you. And thank you so much for joining in and being with us. On the line, I'm joined by Mama Dr. Eva Siyobi. Hi, Mama. How are you? Okay.
Thank you.
Say that again, Mama.
I say thank you for His grace and mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever you say you're talking about His grace and His mercy, I feel like shouting. Because we see it on a daily basis. The Bible says that His grace is sufficient for us, and His mercies are new every morning. So, asambiso toman, He is with us through and through. Ma, we are praying for South Africa. We are presenting God to, South Africa to God, laying it at His feet, trusting Him for the coming elections, trusting Him for the peace of South Africa through the time of canvassing, through the time of voting, through the time of the counting of the ballots and the announcement of the news of who will be leading South Africa. Now, we are still a month away, but we know that we need to prepare, tilt the ground first before we can start yielding fruit. And this is how we are tilting the ground, standing against any evil spirit that might try to take charge in South Africa during the canvass, during the voting, during the counting of the ballots, and afterwards. What word do you have for us today?
The word which I have for us is Leviticus chapter 26.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus chapter 26, starting from verse 6, where God says, "I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid.
Mm.
I will remove savage beasts." In other words, any obstacle or any cause which can come to remove our peace, God will take it away from the land.
Mm.
And God will also remove the sword, which will not pass through your country.
Yeah.
He says in verse 7, "You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall by the sword before you." That's where He says, "Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000 as we are praying. And your enemies will fall by the sword before you." So we are going to pray today for God's protection and peace. Yeah, His protection always brings peace with it. As we have started a week or two ago, having repented before Him for whatever sins which we have done before the Lord God Almighty, whether as individuals, whether as a church, especially as a church, because we are the ones who are standing in the gap, but also standing in the gap for the our societies, communities, and the nation as such, and even on behalf of government.
Yes,
because we read what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that God is pleased when we pray for those who are in authority, and because it is God's will that all men must come to know Him as their Lord and Savior. So we are always praying for our government, and we pray for peace. It's only God who's able to bring peace in the land.
Mm.
He's the one who is the protector of the land. So, and he's the one who is encouraging us here to say, when we pray, as I pray by myself, I'll be able to chase 100 or 5 of us will chase 100. But if at all we pray cooperatively as the body of Christ, you know, 100 of us will chase 10,000.
Yeah.
So there are those spiritual giants in the spirit who are against us, the principalities and powers, and all the other rulers in the spiritual realm. And that's why we as a church, we have got to put our hearts together in prayer, because we are the people who Paul has taught us that what we see is not as important as what is unseen.
Mm.
And in the book of Hebrews 11, it says that God created everything which we see from what is unseen.
Mm.
The unseen world is more impactful in our world than we can ever imagine.
Sure.
So if we desire anything which is godly, which is a blessing to the nation, anything which is going to progress the nation in a direction of its own prosperity, then we don't have to start by doing things. That's why we are starting to pray now, because whatever outcomes have got to show or manifest on the 29th of May, they are not going to start then on the 29th of May. 29th of May manifests what has happened in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
It manifests what has happened in the spiritual realm.
Mm.
So we have got to take not only our part, but always remember that we as a church, the Lord Jesus has given us the keys of heaven.
Mm.
He said so. He has given us the keys of heaven, that what we bind here on earth can be bound in heaven, and what we lose here on earth can be loosed in heaven. So we have got a very advantageous position for, on behalf of our nation, to speak to the Lord, to ask God, to ask His help, and for the power of the kingdom of God, His wisdom, the will and the purposes of God. You know, the Bible says in the book of Acts 17, Paul speaking to the people of Athens, he says that God created us from one man, and He placed us in different regions of this world, so that at a particular time, a certain people can call unto Him.
Mm.
And I believe this is the time for us as South Africa and Africa as a continent to now call unto the Lord, because God has got purposes for this country, and not just purposes, divine purposes, which He has destined this country prophetically, that it is going to be a center of revival.
Mm.
So the atmosphere in our country must be an atmosphere which is going to increase the sensitivity for revival to take place and for revival to be a success.
Mm.
People's hearts to be turned to God.
Yes.
People begin to understand who God is.
Mm.
And first, after His righteousness, right from the leadership to the least of the least. So we are not just praying for a new government to, or whatever government would love to see. No, we are actually praying for men and women who are going to be in a position to prepare South Africa in its socio-political arena and economically so, to be on a state which is going to embrace what God wants to do in South Africa, and that is revival.
Mm-hmm.
So our focus is not just for us to have elections and hallelujah, hooray. No, no, no. Our focus is, Lord, create an atmosphere. Let there be a government which is going to be aligned to your purposes for a revival to start in South Africa. Because once that revival starts in South Africa, it is going to be a fire. Evangelist Bonke saw it, the fire which is going to be ignited out of South Africa into Africa and touching the whole world. That's what we are looking at as we are awaiting the rapture. You know, when Jesus comes, he's not coming the second time. Before he comes the second time, rapture could have taken place.
Yeah.
So before then, he wants to collect the remnant. He wants to collect the people who are already ready to be brought into his kingdom as the new sons and daughters of God who are born again believers in the house of God. So we pray protection, we pray peace over the elections, we pray even the presence of the Lord to prevail in our hearts so that we can be able to be directed of God in the ways which God has planned for our country, ways which are good, which are prosperous, which are wonderful.
Yeah.
That's what God has for this country. Beautiful plan. That's what we are praying for. We are collaborating with heaven. We are partnering with God. We are saying, Lord, we are your partners. In whatever you're going to do in this season, let it be done. And we as your church, we are going to be your hand, your arm, your feet, your mouth, your voice has got to be heard through the church.
Yes.
And you know, our desire is, as we're praying in Pretoria at the Union Buildings the other Sunday, our desire is, let there be a beautiful relationship between government and the church. You know, we must not see each other as enemies. There's no reason that we should be enemies. The church and government have got to work together, because one is the hand of God, as we have seen from the book of Romans 13, that government is the hand of God to give us a security, maintain a peace in the land, and also to have a good governance to manage what God has given to them. So that is the role of government. Our role as a church, we are the voice of God who are going to be proclaiming and pronouncing and be helpful and standing in the gap on behalf of the government to be able to do what God has called them to do. But at the same time, we are also there to support them in whatever initiatives are supposed to be put in place to enhance the lives of the people of South Africa. As I said, main aim is revival.
Yeah.
Amen. That's who we are. So that's what we are praying for. So today we are praying for God's protection. We are going to pray for peace in the land, that there should not be any interfering evil spirits which can come into people's hearts and give them strange ideas. We are preventing them. God says he has given us the power against the gates of hell. Whatever hell has planned against South Africa, we are standing to drive it back. We are standing to say we shut the gates of hell. We are saying that hell can never lose its evil over this country.
Yes.
As we are declaring God's grace, his peace, and the power of the Holy Spirit to be released over South Africa. So peace must come and be the one which prevails.
Let me quickly, before Umama leads us into that prayer, let me just read some of the points that were made by Tani Eshla Andrew as well. She's starting to already pray for the well-being of South Africans, and also read a message from Ubabu Vilakazi. And the message from Tani Eshla Andrew, which is a prayer for all South Africans, she says, may the Lord lift you up and lift up all those who are suffering today. We ask you to bring healing, Lord, comfort and peace to their bodies and minds and souls. Calm their fears. Let them experience your healing power of your love. And she says, amen. Thank you for that, Tanya Ursula Andrew. And Dubabu Vilagas says, hi, Sbo. My message to all South Africans as we are nearing the voting day, let us all go out to make our marks. Number one, before going out, let us pray to God to help us with our selections. Let us pray for peace. Let us pray for our leaders to work together for a bright future for all South Africans. Let us give our God a chance on his timetable for the best peaceful results for all who are in the land of South Africa. And we say thanks be, glory be unto the Lord, or to God be the glory, from Ubabu Vilakazi, from Mr. Vilakazi. Thank you so much, Babu Vilakazi. Ma, I'm just going to now leave it into your hands to lead us.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our Father, and what we know, you're a God who said, Father, in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that you have got good plans for us, plans which are there to prosper us and not to harm us, but to give us a future and a hope. You are a God, Lord, who loves us. You are a God who is forgiving. And Father, we thank you for all your forgiveness, which you have showered upon us, Lord, as we come in repentance, Lord, in repentance of all sorts where we did not do right. And we say, Father, we thank you. That is, we ask for your forgiveness. You are a forgiving God. You have forgiven us, Father, for bloodshed. You have forgiven us, mighty God, for all what we have done. Lord, the crime, the violence, Father, the bribery, all the conduct, mighty Father, which are not pleasing in your sight. We are also standing to say, Lord, forgive us. You forgive us, Father, for all, even the gender-based violence which is happening in homes. And we ask, Father, for your forgiveness also for whatever the church is failing to do, which is supposed to be doing. Lord, we ask, Father, that you remove the spirit of greed and you take away from us, Father, the spirit of selfishness and the spirit, mighty God, of comparisons and the spirit of a conflict. Let all these go out of our country, Father, and even out of our hearts as we stand in repentance for the people of South Africa. We do so, Lord, because you are the one who said, when we come to you in repentance, Lord, turning away from our sins and our wrongdoing, you are there to forgive us, and that you will come and heal our land. You desire, Father, to see the well-being of our country. And so, Lord, we receive forgiveness, Father, even for whatever we've done to Israel. And, Lord, we are saying, we stand together to say, Lord, forgive us. And so, Father, as we have asked for your forgiveness and receive your forgiveness, we are now asking, Lord, that let the will of God, which is good, your will, which is perfect for our country, your will, Father, which is full of your goodness and your mercy, let it begin to unfold in the streets of our land. Lord, you see poverty. You see how many, Lord, are so much in pain. Even those who are seated right now in the different public hospitals and private hospitals, and those who are weak, mighty Father, we pray, Lord, for your hand of healing, your very presence to be with them. Lord, touch and heal in Jesus' mighty name, as we ask you, Father, that you protect us from all evil. We pray, Father, that protect us from different sicknesses, different conditions of diseases. Protect us, Father, from mental illnesses. Protect us, Father, from having painful conflicts in our homes and families. Protect us, Lord, as a nation, even from any fight. Mighty Father, we come against all spiritual powers of...
Oh, let us try to reconnect with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. And we're still trusting in the Lord. We're still standing in the gap for South Africa. And we are still praying for our elections. Let's see if we can connect with Ma.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Now, I'm not quite sure technology is technologizing right now, and so I'm finding it a little bit hard to get hold of Umama Dr. Eva Siobi. And so we are going to be crossing over to our news bulletin by Mike Potgieter from Newsflash News Agency. And I gave you the sounds. Yes, we're coming out from the sounds of Worship House Africa for Jesus. Africa for Jesus. And now we're going to take Celebrate Africa, Makanaka. And that will take us through to the 1 o'clock news bulletin with Mike Potgieter from Newsflash News Agency. And I see your message there, and over, and I know it's Geraldine, and she says, good afternoon, my queen and Dr. Messiobi. We need prayers for our nation. Thank you, Dr. Siobi, for the powerful insights and leading these prayers for our nation. May the Lord keep keeping Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. I know that because she's standing in the gap, it's not going to be easy. So let's also cover her with prayers as she's leading us in these prayers. Let also stand in the gap for our country. Let's continue praying for the elections and also praying for our country, South Africa. I see you, Frank Jacobs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. Thank you for joining in and being with us. Makanaka, taking us to the news.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.